can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kebby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Mark from Ipswich.
Hi, Mark.
Hello, Kennedy.
In the car with his daughter, Sarah. They are heading to drop her off at college.
Oh, my gosh. How exciting.
Big day.
Yeah. Big day. And it's pouring now in Ipswich.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you're in a big U-Haul, like, you know, moving truck, please take Sturo.
Yes, wrong. Going to Maine.
Will you kick Kennedy
Someone's
out of the studio?
Someone's going to do that, and they're going to be like, "Well, a guy told me to.
A guy told Carson told me to. I should."
And
well, if they're listening
Kennedy,
to us for advice, they deserve
the
it.
Bye, Kennedy.
Goodbye.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She's now left the studio. She's in that soundproof booth. Are you ready?
Yeah, as ready as we can be.
Travis Kelce's jersey sales jumped 200% after he announced his engagement to Taylor Swift. Is Travis the older or younger brother to his brother, Jason?
Younger.
Kim Kardashian took the California bar exam. Now she's waiting for the results. What is the bar exam for?
To become a lawyer.
Question number three. Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood, and Lionel Richie are returning for the next season of American Idol. Can you name the original three American Idol judges?
Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson.
That's a yes for me, dog.
Question number four. Zendaya, turning 29 this weekend. What is the name of the 2024 tennis movie Zendaya starred in?
Oh, God. It's with the two lovers.
I have no idea.
I do know it, but it's not going to come to me.
All right, ooh, question no number me, five. Mark Ruffalo had to gain a bunch of weight for his new show, and since it's set in Philadelphia, he used cheesesteaks to achieve the goal. What does with or without mean when ordering a cheesesteak in Philly?
With or without, I would say onions.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Sarah, where are you going off to college?
I'm going to University of Southern Maine.
All right.
What's the mascot of the University of Southern Maine?
Go Huskies.
Go Huskies, Dan.
All right. Should be a moose. That's what I would do if I were in school.
Mark got 4 out of 5, woo! Kennedy.
Okay, sir.
Very good. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Travis Kelce's jersey sales jumped 200% after he announced his engagement to Taylor Swift. Is Travis the older or younger brother to his brother, Jason?
Younger.
1-1. Kim Kardashian took the California bar exam. Now she's waiting for the results. What is the bar exam for?
To become a lawyer.
Tied at 2. Luke Bryan, Carrie Underwood, and Lionel Richie are returning for the next season of American Idol. Name the original 3 Idol judges.
Randy Jackson, Paula Abdul, Simon Cowell.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Zendaya, 29 this weekend. What is the name of the 2024 tennis movie she starred in?
Champions?
Close. Mm. Challengers.
Challengers. I knew it after you said it.
Question number 4. We're tied at 3, Kennedy.
All right.
This is a big one.
Let's do it.
You miss it, and the Huskies are world champs. Mark Ruffalo had to gain a bunch of weight for his new show, and since it's set in Philadelphia, he used cheesesteaks to achieve his goal.
Oh, I would too.
That's method acting, Kennedy.
What does with or without mean when ordering a cheesesteak in Philly?
With or without onions.
That is correct.
And you got to get it with the whiz.
Absolutely. There is no other way to eat it. Full stop, period. said what I said.
No, you know what they love is when you stop and start asking them questions.
Mm-hmm.
They love that.
Then there's a dude in a Jalen Hurts jersey behind you like, oh,
brah. 4-4 is the final score with a tie. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Well, Sarah, have a great time at school. Yeah. Congratulations. Mark, thank you guys for calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to
Kennedy? At work with my friend Nancy. I want to give her a shout out. We listen to every 45 minutes. Every 45 minutes on the air.
Hi, Nancy.
Nancy. Sarah, you can stream us at Southern Maine using the Odyssey app, by the way.
Yeah, you can.
Tell your dorm.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Mark, Sarah, and Lauren from Ipswich heading to the University of Southern Maine, and we cannot
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. Can't beat Kennedy. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempe Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
The final day of Redemption Week as we bring in the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy, giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. Please say hey to Jen from Plymouth, Kennedy.
Good morning, Jen.
Hi, Kennedy.
Welcome in.
Thank you.
You've brought in some fans.
Fans and the smartest two people I know, my son Ben and daughter Nora. So they're going to have to hopefully help me out today.
And how old is Ben?
Ben is 10 years old.
And Nora?
She is a wonderful 8.
And producer Dan, you noticed something about Ben and what he's wearing.
Yeah, Ben came in. He's wearing a Seattle Mariners jersey.
What do you think about that, Dan?
I was like, what's going on, bro? We're in a wild card race with them.
He just got here.
You don't come in here wearing, not in my house, wearing enemy colors. I don't care if you're 10.
Keep him humble.
What are your thoughts, Ben?
Red Sox fan, but I just like wearing jerseys.
How do you feel now, Dan?
We'll fight about it in the parking lot after a second.
I mean, Dan will yell at you whether you're at a Red Sox game or if you're a guest in our studio. He'll let you know.
Yeah. It's not an act. I'm really this person.
When it comes to the Red Sox, he's not here for your guff.
It's okay, Ben. We can still be buddies.
Ben looks scared at this point. All right, Jen, will you go ahead and kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
Ben or Nora, do you want to follow Kennedy or do you want to stay in the studio with us?
I'll follow Kennedy.
Okay. Ben's going to follow Kennedy. Nora's going to stay in the studio. So you understand how this works, right? We have five pop culture trivia questions. If you look over to your left, you can see Kennedy and your son Ben are over in that soundproof studio. They can't hear anything that is happening.
Perfect.
If you tie, that's a loss for you. All right. You've already done it once. What was the score?
4-3.
4-3. Okay. Here we go. Question number one. Elizabeth Banks will play the lead role in Amazon Prime's limited series about the Karen Reed trial. Which Massachusetts town did the events in the Karen Reed case take place in? Why are you looking at Nora?
I am a teacher and we studied ahead of time and we were studying Elizabeth Banks. So we studied her like variety of work and I'm panicking now. The trial took place in Dedham, but everyone at home.
No, that's all right. That's all right. It's a little nerve wracking to be
a little
here.
Bit.
No, I get it. Question number two, Kel Mitchell from All That, Kenan and Kel and Good Burger is hosting his own burger festival in Brooklyn this weekend.
That's awesome.
Finish the catchphrase from Good Burger. Take a listen.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
Can I take your order?
Let's go. My millennial heart is full.
Yes.
Question number three. 9 years ago today, in 2016, Gene Wilder passed away at the age of 83. In Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which Wilder starred in? What is the name of the newest Wonka candy that Slugworth is trying to get Charlie to steal for him?
The Everlasting Gobstopper.
Cameron Diaz, 53 this weekend. She's married to Benji Madden from which early 2000s pop punk band with the hit The Anthem?
Good Charlotte.
Question number five. Sabrina Carpenter's new album, Man's Best Friend, came out today. And she would like you to know that it's, quote, not for any pearl clutchers. Sabrina's had two songs reach number one in the country. Neither one is Espresso. Can you name them?
Oh, one of them's about Barry Keough. Oh, I'm letting you down. No, sorry. I'm not sure.
That's all right. They're tough. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I love your sweatshirt, by the way.
Thank you.
It says you are worthy.
On the back, it's a message to my students as well.
Okay, hold on. Turn around and let Kennedy read it. Can you read what it says, Kennedy?
Dear student behind me, you are worthy, you are important. I'm glad you're here, the teacher in front of you. Oh, love it.
Yeah. And how'd you get that shirt?
So when we played you guys last time and we got the $100, we actually donated the $100 to the Good Vibe Tribe, the child Wesley who was behind us that had neuroblastoma. And then when we got the gift card, because the gift card comes afterwards, I was like, what can I do to kind of perpetuate the good vibe? So I bought all like positive affirmational shirts to wear for my students.
I love you.
I mean, geez, got a little dusty in here.
You still want to beat her, Kennedy?
Oh, you're gonna. I didn't do good.
Jen got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
These are pretty tough. Hey, hey, Ben, was it silent in there? Could you hear anything?
Yep.
Yep, cool. Just you had to make sure.
We both screamed very loudly. You did not hear.
No, we didn't hear a thing.
Yep.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yep.
Elizabeth Banks will play the lead role in Amazon Prime's limited series about the Karen Reed trial. Which Massachusetts town did the events in the Karen Reed case take place in?
Canton.
Canton, that is correct. The trial was in Dedham, right? But the, yeah.
Canton Confidential.
1-0, question number 2. Kel Mitchell from All That, Kenan and Kellen Good Burger, is hosting his own burger festival in Brooklyn this weekend. Finish the catchphrase from Good Burger.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger.
What do you want on your Good Burger?
Dan, let her know.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
I was going to say, can I take your order, but I thought it was something more clever than that.
You're saying it's not clever?
Yeah.
Tied at 1, question number 3.
All that is a staple.
It's our youth.
9 years ago today, in 2016, Gene Wilder passed away at the age of 83 in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, which Wilder starred in. What is the name of the newest Wonka candy that Slugworth is trying to get Charlie to steal for him?
The everlasting gobstopper.
Oh, I thought I had you for a minute.
Tied at 2. Cameron Diaz, 53 this weekend. She's married to Benji Madden from which early 2000s pop punk band with the hit The Anthem?
Good Charlotte.
Tied at 3. Question number 5. Sabrina Carpenter's new album, Man's Best Friend, came out today. And she would like you to know it's, quote, not for any pearl clutchers.
It is not. I can tell you that for
sure. Sabrina's had 2 songs reach number 1 in the country, and neither one of those is Espresso. Can you name them?
Them? No. Espresso.
That's neither one of them is Espresso.
Espresso. Yeah, I can't.
Please, please, please. Yeah. And Manchild.
Manchild is already number 1.
It is. It came out as number 1.
I think it debuted at number 1 for a week, yeah.
Did it?
Yep, it
sure
did.
You get it, girl.
3-3 is the final score. We end up in a tie. Those were tough, right?
Those were very difficult.
You did good. You did good. We appreciate you coming in and hanging out with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
When do you guys start school? When do you go back?
We already did.
Oh, wait. Whoa. So you're missing school today?
Yeah.
No, we're not. We have today off. We went back Wednesday, Thursday. We have Friday, Monday off.
Let him be a bad man.
Okay. Yes. No, he did.
We're taking off school today.
Only for you guys. That's right. Tell him, Ben.
That's so good. All right, Jen. Well, you didn't get to win this time for Redemption Week. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Jen and Ben and Nora from Plymouth, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
This time.
Go Red Sox.
I'm really Dan.
Patty!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop.
Game time.
Kempe Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Cody from Bellingham.
Hey, Cody.
Hi, Kennedy.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Cody.
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
Five trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. You tie, you lose. She's now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Of course you are. Here we go. Question number one. ChatGPT says, YMCA is the catchiest song of the last 50 years. It's followed by Dancing Queen and Billie Jean. In the song Billie Jean, Michael sings that Billie Jean is not his lover. Who is she?
She's her son, I think. I'm not sure.
All right. Question number two. Today's the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Which U.S. city did Katrina hit and do catastrophic damage to?
New Orleans.
Yep. Question number three. 28 years ago today, 1997, Netflix was founded. What was Netflix's original business model?
A DVD rental company?
Kids will never understand how exciting it was to get that red envelope in your mailbox.
Bebe Rexha, 36 this weekend. She had a smash hit called Meant to Be back in 2018. Take a listen and then tell me who else was on the song with her.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Who featured on that song with Bebe Rexha?
That was Florida Georgia Line, I think.
Question number four. Kris Jenner admits she had a facelift recently. It's a refresh of the one that she had 15 years ago. She says, for me, this is aging gracefully. It's my version. Who is the father of Kris's four oldest children?
You said, could you repeat the name again? Sorry.
Yeah, Kris Jenner. Who is the father of Kris's four oldest children?
I am not a person. Is it Kyle?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
So I understand, Cody, you are a chauffeur part-time?
Yep, and I also detail cars. I also stay in company.
Do you have the cool chauffeur hat?
I wish.
You drive anybody famous recently that we might know?
No, unfortunately. That would have been cool, though.
Who do you mostly chauffeur around?
Usually just kind of airport trips, kind of business.
Oh, I got
company
you.
Right. Like that.
All right, Cody got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, my friend.
Yes, where's my...
That's a softing today.
Ying. 3-0. She got 3, by the way, Kennedy. I don't know if I said that or not.
Yep.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
Question number one. ChatGPT says... YMCA is the catchiest song of the last 50 years. It's followed by Dancing Queen and Billie Jean. In the song Billie Jean, Michael sings that Billie Jean is not his lover. Who is she?
She's just a girl who claims that he is the one.
But the kid is not his son.
No.
I would argue.
Common misconception.
I would argue that KARS, Cars for Kids. KARS, no. Cars
the
for catchiest Kids.
Song
77 Cars for Kids.
Is the catchiest song of all time.
No, the catchiest song of the last 50 years is the jingle for Water Country.
Not even in the top 10. 1-0 for Kennedy. Question number
Wawa
2.
Wachusett's up there.
Today's the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Which U.S. city did Katrina hit and do catastrophic damage to?
New Orleans.
2-1, question number 3. 28 years ago today in 1997, Netflix was founded. What was Netflix's original business model?
They mailed you DVDs in the mail. In the mail. They mailed them.
3-2, question number 4. How did they get them to you?
To the mail. In the mail. With the mail.
They emailed them to you?
And then you remember you used to go to like the drugstore to the Red Box?
Oh, 100%.
Remember doing that one too?
100%.
Bebe Rexha turns 36 this weekend. She had a smash hit called Meant to Be back in 2018. Take a listen and tell us who featured on that song with her.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Florida Georgia Line.
4-3, question number 5. Kris Jenner admits she had a facelift recently. She says it's a refresh of the one she had 15 years ago. She says, for me, this is aging gracefully. It's my version.
You do you.
Who is the father of Chris's four oldest children?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Robert Kardashian.
Oh, whoops, sorry, wasn't even paying attention.
That's all right. It happens. I do it all the time. Welcome to my world.
Wrong daughters!
I'm sorry, did you say something?
I've been singing the Water Country jingle in my head. I have to stop listening.
Wrong daughters.
Seven cars for kids. That'll be a, what do they call that? One of those things to get stuck
in? An earworm.
An earworm, yeah. Yes.
But that one's garbage as opposed to a bop.
That is a bop, man. I like it. So Kennedy gets the win. Cody, 4-3. Unfortunately, don't get the money, but we do really appreciate you listening, calling into play. That means a bunch to us. Seriously. Thank you, thank you, thank
we
you.
We do.
Yes. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thank you. My name's Cody from Bellingham, and I can't beat Kennedy.